Year 6, Michael Faraday School, and we have some very creative poems to share. But before that, the story behind the poems I think is very interesting, how we got there in the first place. I have three of our outstanding Year 6 students. So, madam, your name, please?
Michaela.
Zara.
Masood.
Great, we have Michaela, we have Zara, and we have Masood. So let's start with Michaela, let's think back. And so these poems, they're about Christopher Columbus, but what was the starting point for these poems?
The starting point was we went to Southwark Playhouse to see a reenactment of The Tempest.
So you saw the play of The Tempest. And Zara, was that a play before you went to the playhouse? Were you familiar with this play? But the play itself, can you perhaps describe, so some of the scenes, what happened, how it was staged, the effects, the costumes?
So there was a one-man band and there were four or five people playing different characters, but the person who played Prospero stayed as Prospero. There were loads of like dramatic scenes and loads of scenes that people would find as comedies. In my opinion, I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, that's a good review. That's certainly worth passing on. And so, Masood, so The Tempest is quite a complex play. There's many different ideas and themes that are explored. What was maybe the one that really interested us in our Year 6?
The one that interested us was mainly the comedies, because they were really funny and brought the play to life. Many people were laughing as well.
But you're also, I think, a guy that intrigued by the idea of a voyage.
Yeah.
So in the play itself, can you perhaps just describe the context and how does that come into the play? Why is it really important at the start of the play?
Because at the start of the play, Prospero tells his servant Ariel to create a tempest and shipwreck the Duke of Milan, his brother who took his place because they overthrew him. And they also shipwrecked the king and his son.
Okay, that's fantastic detail from Masood, so certainly paying attention in the whole plot. Which brings us back to Michaela. So we've been thinking about the idea of voyages, and in particular maybe Tudor voyages. Perhaps the most famous one of which is, of course,
Christopher Columbus.
So it's a fairly familiar story, but I think it's worth explaining. So what was the basic idea? What was Mr. Columbus trying to do, and what did he achieve?
Christopher Columbus wanted to sail the opposite direction to find India, but instead he found the West Indies and also America.
And do you think, Zara, do you think, to use a phrase, plain sailing, do you think it was a plain sailing voyage? Was it quite easy for him to get sailors and a whole crew on board?
No, it wasn't, because people were thinking he was crazy because they thought the world was flat then. Because they saw with maps the world was flat, but as we know today, it's round. And with the crew, if they were going the wrong way, which they did, they would have like come across like storms and they don't know what could have happened. Anything could have happened to them.
Brilliant. And that leads us to our Year 6 poetry. So we have some poems to share. And this is work, I believe, has been inspired by Christopher Columbus. And maybe Masood, so the idea behind these poems, can you describe what was the main challenge, or what kind of information were you trying to put across in your poem?
The information that we were trying to put across in the poem was when Christopher Columbus was trying to get people to join his voyage. And he finally got people to join because Martin Pinzon, a famous sailor in those areas, said that he would go, and loads of people joined.
Wonderful, that's the background. We'll come back to Masood at the end and we'll go around. So Michaela, please, in your wonderful best Southwark Playhouse dramatic reading voice, please do share your poem with us.
Shipshape or shipwreck? Explore the round world. He's stupid, the world's flat. Experience wonders to trade and keep. We're sailors, we've seen wonders. We'll go the opposite trade route. This confirms it, he's crazy. Do you want to become wealthy? We won't come back, we'll be dead. Come, don't listen to me, see for yourself. You're right, we shouldn't listen to you. You'll be part of history. I will not go into unknown territory. Do your country proud, it's not worth it. I heard Pinzon is coming. Pinzon, That changes my mind. Count me in.
Wow, what I like there, Michaela, certainly, you were going backwards and forwards with these two contrasting views, and you could see how maybe Columbus and their sailors were arguing with each other, and eventually there was a conclusion. So that was good to see, or good to hear. Zara, please, so your poem.
An Adventure of a Lifetime. Come with me on a trip to the Indies. We don't trust you. We barely even know you. Become rich and famous. Are you sure you're not fooling us? Have an adventure of a lifetime. Everyone is absolutely positive you're going the wrong way. Inspire the next generation. However, we could die. Receive gold from the king and queen. Can you guarantee we'll be alive then? Enjoy a voyage on the sea. How do you know that there won't be a tempest?
So you're leaving it in suspense. We're not quite sure how it's going to resolve itself. But again, some good ideas in trying to sell the idea of the voyage. And finally, Masood being very, very patient. So please explain to us about why the sailors should join Christopher Columbus through your wonderful poem.
Off to the Indies. Find more about the sea. Have an adventure. Adventure, we might die. Find out the world is round for yourself. How ignorant you are. The world is flat. We'll all fall off. No need to pay for food and water, wine provided too. What about maggots? Besides, it could all run out. Trust me, I am an experienced captain. I can't trust you, I don't even know you. You will become famous like Pinzon. Did someone call me? Count me in.
Brilliant reading, very, very dramatic. We'll end with a final question to Michaela. A bit tricky, so was there to be a happy ending for these sailors? Did they find their fame and fortune with Columbus?
Well, they did. On the first round, they got lots of wealth and new things, but on the second time that they went back, it wasn't to be, and they had a fight between the natives there and themselves, and they all died of disease in the end.
Okay, which isn't maybe the happiest way to end, but that is the way the actual events took place. We've learned plenty. Brilliant. So thank you to Michaela and to Zara and Masood for sharing their Year 6 Tudor Voyage work. All right, well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.